Blog Talk Radio. The cards are in line. Shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Your host, Brother Drew X. We called off that Black Nation Task Force Radio where we're doing our Monday program tonight. It's called A List, and it's hosted by G.G. Woods. Hey, G.G., you on? Hold on just a second.
True, because I forgot to hit the one.
Hey, G.G., you on?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you on. I asked, was you on?
Okay.
I said, never did open the lines up. All right, GG,
okay.
I'm going to turn it over to you, and you can let the people know what it's all about. I see we got some new listeners tonight, and we got some regulars, and we got some new listeners, area codes I'm not familiar with. So go ahead, GG.
All right. Well, Brother Drew, first of all, thank you for all that you do as always. The show, again, is called A List, and basically, the concept of the show is if you could give yourself advice, what advice would you give yourself? Meaning the you currently who have lived and traveled the journey that you have traveled, if you could kind of look back in time at your younger self and give yourself advice, what advice would you give your younger self? So, basically, that's the concept of the show, and we just take submissions The effort is to create a list of advice that the intent of the list is to be used as a reference that the youngsters can have with them to turn to throughout the course of their life. So the show today is a bit of a review, because we hit a bit of a milestone last month. We reached the 25% mark. And with that accomplishment, on this show, I'd like to review the first 25 submissions, discuss them briefly, and also reveal the strategy for issuing the list to the youngsters. The strategy is to get them to actually take interest in the list, learn it, and hopefully it will influence them in a positive way the rest of their lives. So with that, as always, Brother Drew, at this point, I'd like to open the lines for any caller who would like to call in and make a submission. And because I can always go back to what I'm doing at any time. So, Brother Drew, if you'll open the lines.
Okay, well, then, any callers want to get in with us, press 1 on your phone, and we'll get you right in with us. And you think information that you could pass on that would help change someone's life, their thinking, hey, press 1 on the phone and, give us your bit, and we'll add that to the list and keep building this list just to inspire our youth and others to do better and to save them a lot of wasted time. You know, we didn't have the people to give us advice when we were coming up. A lot of us didn't, and we missed out on a lot. You know, I recall one of my teachers when I was in middle school told me to invest in real estate. But what he failed to realize, I didn't know what real estate means at that time. So if I would have had a little more expertise on that, I could see what real estate is still booming, and that's over 40 years almost ago, or 35. So I could see where I probably would be on a different level. But if anybody want to get in with us, press 1 on your phone, and we'll get you ready and give us your ideas or just comment, whatever we hear. Go ahead, Gigi.
Okay. Before I go into the 25, I'd like to issue a challenge to everybody that's listening, because I observed something that was a little bit disturbing, and based on it, I just feel like we as elders can do better. Now, the example was a gentleman who looks like me and you, who was in a position of authority, I guess you could say, in the workplace. And there were young people who looked like me and you as well, who had chose to, instead of doing some of the unproductive things that young people do with their lives when they're young, these young people chose to earn a legal living, put it that way. And this particular individual who's in a position to lift and encourage these people who have chosen this path versus the other options that are out there, instead dealt with them harshly, you know, in the manners that would tear down their self-confidence, maybe make them rethink what they were doing. And the part of it that bothered me more than the fact that he was behaving in that manner was that this particular fella had been a recipient of someone in another position helping him in a moment when he needed help. So the hypocrisy there is what bothered me, because when you treat someone differently than what you would want to be treated if the shoe were on the other foot, then that makes you a hypocrite. And
right.
Yeah, that makes you a hypocrite. And I see moments when we as people, we don't lift each other when we should. So I challenge everybody to take that thought before you turn down. If you find yourself in a moment and you're about to turn down a youngster for whatever reason, put yourself in that youngster's shoes and ask yourself, if the roles were reversed, how would you want to be treated in that moment? And let that influence you, or you know, give that some thought before you act out. Because again, you know, just we gotta treat each other right. We gotta lift the young people. That's the message in there, is we gotta lift the young people, not turn them down. So that was my thought that I want to pass on. I'm sorry. Were you saying something,
no,
Brother
Go ahead. Go ahead. I didn't say anything.
Okay. So now we're going to get into the 25 submissions that we have created thus far. And again, I'm just going to kind of run through them, and you know, we can go back over them and add comments to them afterwards, you know, and just discuss them a little more in detail. But I just want to get the 25 out there, give the listening audience a kind of a picture of what we're trying to create, and then, you know, also discuss the strategy of how to get the youngsters to take hold to it, you know, to take advantage of it. Okay, submission one, and they're in numbers, but not for any particular reason. It's just this is the way they came in, and so I just numbered them. But change your name, take your time, do your research, and seek advice. Know when to put your pride aside. But let me go back, Brother Drew, and kind of give these numbers. Number one, change your name. Number two, take your time, do your research, seek advice. Number three, know when to put your pride aside. Number four, budget, save, and invest. Number five, eat to live. Number four, don't join the military, get an education. Number seven, you can't be nice to everybody. Number eight, don't let anyone stand between you and your dreams. Number nine, understand the power of the land. Number 10, if you ain't failing, then you ain't trying. Number 11, trust you, what you feel, listen to you. Number 12, make people earn your trust. Number 13, try to learn something new every day. Number 14, take advantage of all the free learning while it's free. Number 15, teach yourself something that becomes yours. Number 16, never trust business. Number 17, learn to manufacture firearms and ammo. Number 18, study and master you. Number 19, venture out into the world. Expose yourself to growth. Number 20, be quiet and pay attention. Build your social awareness. Number 21, take control of your life and not let others, life in parentheses, control you. 22, understand the difference between knowing and believing. Number 23, maintain an arsenal of multiple revenue streams. Keep the ones that deliver the most and require the least. Number 24, memorize the U.S. Constitution. Keep a copy of it. Keep a lawyer. Keep a copy of Black Law's Dictionary. Number 25, build a good doctor-patient relationship with a doctor that relates to you beyond the business. Now, those are the first 25. And you can kind of see that the advice that's being given is what we will hope, or what I hope is that young people will find useful, meaning that this information will lift them. There's nothing negative here that we putting out. It's trying to influence them to be the best that they can be with the aid of us, which a lot of us didn't get that. You know, I can say honestly, I did.
Right.
So, yeah. So this is the list that we are creating. Now, the strategy to, I'm going to use the word manipulate, because, you know, sometimes to get someone to do something that's helpful for them, you have to manipulate the situation where they may think it's their idea, where they are the smarter ones, or they give the upper hand. They actually had an upper hand. So this is what I'm trying to do with this strategy, to get them to learn and study this so it'll be a positive impact for them in their lives. The strategy basically is this. When a list is created, there will be 100 pieces of advice. The ones that I just mentioned, they may or may not make the list depending on all the new submissions when they come in. I mean, people may submit ideas that are so profound, you need to knock some of this stuff out the way and get that submission in, which that's the hopes, is that as a collective body of people, we'll make submissions. And basically those submissions are competing for spots on that list because they're so great. You just have to move other ones off for future submissions on future lists. But that first list of 100, we're trying to get the best information out there that we can. Now, once that list of 100 is created, and it'll be put in the technical names of these, it's lamination, but what the stock number is and, you know, the technical names of it, I don't know them at this moment. But I've used this lamination to create publications, and I've got some publications that I've created that are over 2 decades old, and they look as good as they did day one. So this method of preserving this information is effective. So these the youngsters who accept it and take this this list with them, they can have this list for the rest of their lives. They can have this list and pass this list on to their children, and their children can pass it on to theirs, you know, just on and on. So this list becomes, I want to use the word immortalized, but I mean, I think that refers more to humans, you know, life form, than it does to something that's, you know, material. But it does go on and on. So, okay, with that list being created, you give the list to the young people, tell them to study it, and you tell them to study it for this reason. What's going to influence the young people to learn something like that that's useful? Because to them, it's probably not something that they're really interested in. They probably don't even get it at that point in their lives. So how do you influence them to study that list? And this is my idea. You motivate them with what most young people get motivated by, which is money. You know how much money will motivate the young people who you deal with, the young people whose lives who you trying to, or you want to, hopefully you want to positively impact. So here's an opportunity. You know, people always say they want to, the saying is, don't talk about it, be about it, I think it is. So here's an opportunity to be about it. If you want to build up young people, here's an opportunity for us collectively all over the globe, you know, build up people. That was a submission that it's not on, I didn't reference it, but it's a future submission, which Brother Drew, you yourself gave that submission, which was to, where is it? Teach many. I believe that's the way you said it. Teach many.
Right.
Yeah, so here's that opportunity to take this list, and one person can issue it to, the number is limitless. You missed it until, you know, you just keep going. But let me get back to the method. Okay, with money, you tell them you want them to study the list, and then you're going to give them a test. You design the test. I'm not going to design the test. You design the test. You go through the list, and me, myself, I will make the test as difficult as I can, because I really want the kids to learn. None of this multiple choice stuff, you know, that you see in the public school systems. I want them to know it. I want them to know certain things in her verbatim. So you make the list as tough as you can for them so that they'll be challenged to study it. Now, the other motivating factor, that, and this is the manipulative part where I believe it'll give them, some of them will get it, some of them may not, but you can always reveal the strategy to them. It'll give them the upper hand. I would tell a youngster this: if you ace this list, I give you X amount of dollars. Let's just throw a figure out there. I give you $500. But if you get 100 on this list, I give you $1,000. Now, I'd also tell this youngster, you can take this test as many times as you want. But the first time you ace it, you get the 500, but you don't get the 1,000 until you make 100. See, a smart youngster, they'll ace it the first time intentionally just so they can come back and get another $1,000. So they just hustle you out of 1,500. To them, they think they're slick. They got the upper hand. Fine. If 1,500 is what I have to pay you to change your life for the rest of your life in a positive way, and then I can just stand out of the way and watch you do what you do, it's worth $15,000 to me. I got the bargain. If it's my kid, my grandkid, my niece, my nephew, and it just took me $1,500 to where I don't have to worry about them ever coming to me. Sorry about that. Uncle GZ. Well, they don't call me Uncle GZ. GZ Wood is the name on the show. But anyway, Uncle, I need this money. Uncle, I need this money. Now, once they learn this list, you ain't got to worry about them coming to you for pretty much nothing. You know, maybe to celebrate life with. Maybe to come and thank you for valuing their life when they were younger and giving them something that has influenced them in a positive way that has enriched their life throughout up until whatever moment y'all are at in the future. So this is the hopes. This is my hope. This is my vision, if you want to call it that. And let me say this to the audience. If the list that we create on this show ain't good enough for you, create your own. The strategy, the method is what ultimately I feel like is so important. You know, get the young people the information they need by whatever means that's necessary to get it to them. And you can build a whole different nation of people going forward. You change the mindset. You've done something that the elder said. You're trying to address the school of thought, change the school of thought. So, that's pretty much it in a briefly to sum that up. That's pretty much it. You know, we're creating the list, and that's the way that I hope it'll be distributed to young people. So, that said, basically going to go back and go through the 25 one more time and just add a little more to them.
Hey, Gigi.
Go ahead, brother.
Oh, I was thinking about a couple of things. You know, okay, I know we got a lot of submissions, but this one submission that I learned when I was an adult and not a child, you know, when it comes down to trust, we were told we got to trust everybody, but I want to introduce it in a way that, yeah, you do trust people, but also trust people 50% of the time, like I was taught. And what does that mean? People change, and you got to, depending on the circumstances of what you're doing, you might want to, you know, watch their behavior, see if they change. I put it like this. If the person you trust in look like he done changed, then go to 50%. You see what I'm saying? I don't know how to explain that.
Mm-hmm.
It might be important for you to hear that. And you're just thinking of some of the things you were saying today. And I think what I'm going to implement, how I'm going to implement that list, I figure the way I'm going to implement the list to a lot of you. I'm going to actually start like either a weekend school or just a home school, one of the two. So I'm going to start working on that where I can start implementing this program to our youth, you know what I mean? So, because it's real important. And I know what it would have done for you and I if we had this list earlier. So I just want to interject that into the program.
Whatever implementation, I encourage everybody to take the additional ways of implementing it, you know, because we can't have enough methods, ways to get the young people to learn these lessons that we value as, you know, life-changing to some extent. You know, because when you talk about just Eat to Live, the submission number 5, Eat to Live, I lost a brother. Hadn't been 10 years now. And I watched him eat himself into the grave. And he chose that route. And he was an adult. So what can I do other than tell him what I want him to hear and let him take it and do what he wants to with it? But had he known how to eat to live? See, the submission that we have on the list is Eat to Live, but that's just the brief part of it. When the list is created, if that submission, which I'm pretty sure that submission makes the list, but it'll have things that are about eating to live. Like, for instance, Brother Drew mentioned how foods are seasonal. So learning when to eat, what doing, depending on what part of the year it is, what season it is, those things are important. Understanding digestion, understanding how to, the medical term is excrete, which, you know, not letting the language get too colorful, is how to get the things that you eat out of the body, you know, in a timely fashion, because what happens to a lot of people who, and I don't want to try to get medical. I ain't holding no degree. I'm holding a lot of common sense. That's my degree. And what happens a lot of time is that the body only has an on switch. The body has a flow rate. And what I mean by flow rate, you have a rate that your blood flows. You have a digestive rate. You know, you can only take in so much. And the digestive rate will function in its normal manner. But when you start piling on food, your digestive rate doesn't increase to deal with this massive amount of food that you put in your body. Now, no, that's not what happens. You only have one digestive rate, you know, unless you take some diuretic to help the body break down where you've overeaten. Then what you overate will sit in your gut and your body is just going to keep breaking it down and breaking it down and breaking it down until it finally can pass through the digestive system and be discarded like everything else. Well, in that period of time, now all of a sudden the healthy nutrients, they gone, and the body starts breaking down stuff that you're not supposed to be digesting because of the overeating. So here's an example of when we put eat to live. It's not just eat to live. It's why you do it, how you do it. These are the things that's going to make the difference in the people's lives, you know, where someone won't, like I said, like a friend of mine, he just ate himself right into the grave. Let me start at number one because I jumped to number five. I just wanted to make that point. But the first submission was the change of name. Now, when I made that submission myself, and when I made that submission, I planted a time bomb. And I kind of poked fun at some names. And some of those names belong to people I knew personally. But I did that because I wanted to get to this point. I had to keep this secret this long. My family's name, this is my blood family, is spelled W-O-O-T-E. Brother Drew, in the history of the Germanic people, the people who suppress our people, they had names for their gods.
Right.
Brother DeWater would go, I would listen to Brother DeWater say it often. He would go through the name. One of them was Odin, and he gave some other names. One of those names was Wooten. Brother Drew, that's the name of my blood family. They were named after the god of the Germanic people that suppress our people. If that's not a lesson in why you need to change your name, why you need to know the history, your history, I don't know. But I'd rather be named Whitehead, Cotton, F-A-G, you name it, than to be named after the god or the oppressor.
Right.
Unbelievable. So that's why changing name, I can't agree more with every group of people that have ever said that. Now, I have I talked to indigenous people who are from both this continent and that continent over there that the Europeans call Africa. And elders of the indigenous people are willing to give names to babies that are born. But in terms of me getting an official website or, you know, people who say you can contact them personally, no, I haven't been able to obtain information. I have sought it out, but I'm unsuccessful. What I suggest to anyone who may be interested in having a child named after or by indigenous people to this continent and, again, the continent across the water, if you know them personally, you have personal relationships with them, which that seems to be the best method that I have run across thus far, is, you know, just ask. And I'm pretty sure they'll do it, because we got to separate our people from these knaves we don't even know the history of.
Right.
And, yeah, they insulting. It speaks to our ignorance, because people – I'm sorry, go ahead, brother.
No, sir, that's interesting you said that, but I was just going over some names that I was about to change mine to the other day. You know, I mean, I changed it to
mm-hmm.
Drew X, you know, and I put the X. The X is actually is not representing the Roman number. It's actually representing a God number, which is 10. But that's what the X actually represents. A lot of people think it's Islamic when they hear that, but I let them go where they want to go unless they ask me. But since I let them assume what they want, but actually that I put the X because of my history with of learning about our Creator, and the number 10 is synonymous with our Creator, so I put the X as my 10. But you know, that's just one thing. But I actually gonna change it to a name now. I actually came up with a name that I could use, but I'll bring that out on my coming out show. But that's just interesting you said that.
Okay. Okay. You gotta be careful how you say coming out nowadays.
Oh yeah. I seen all kind of stuff light up when I said coming out.
Okay. The number two submission, take your time, do your research, seek advice. That's just self-explanatory. Sister gave that submission, and that was beautiful. Know when to put your pride aside, budget, save, and invest. See, the budget, save, and invest. Now, we could do a whole show on budgeting. We could do a series of shows on budgeting, saving, and investing. But young people need to know the importance of that before they even step out into the world. Let me give you the hypothetical. Generally, what we do, and I bet you know, I bet everyone out there listening knows this person who says, I can't wait for this kid to turn X age so they can get out of my house, or, you know, and basically what they're doing is pushing them out in the world without what they need to be productive in the world. So they're going to go out and get in debt, and debt is going to be a ball and chain for them.
Right.
Pretty much the rest. They starting out the wrong way.
Right.
They starting out the wrong way. So if we teach the children the importance of budget, saving, and investing before they ever step out the door, they'll already have their nest egg in place. They'll already be earning. Go ahead, brother.
I'm glad you said that. That's very interesting you said that, because what happens is we learn that from our school. We learn that from college. This is just business, and this is this. You know, the children need to be out on their own. I mean, who did we learn that from, Gigi? Now, we learned that from the people that taught us, which is also the ones that abused us. And why do they want us to push our children out there when their children are still at home, Gigi? I've been watching a lot of college students. They have houses built behind their homes for their children. You see what I'm saying? So they tell us to push our children out, but their children are still at home learning. And it's a double sword. It's a lie. And we've been taught wrong, like you said.
But they push us out there because that's the way capitalism works. Somebody got a profit off of somebody.
Right.
So push the ignorant out there and exploit them, and you educate your children to take advantage of their ignorance. It's a practice that has been utilized for centuries now.
Oh yeah,
over 100 years. Over 100 years.
Yes, sir, and that's what I'm saying. Like credit cards, you know, if we don't teach our children how to master a credit card, oh, they gonna have bad credit. And we don't teach them how the banks will trick you like you got some money in your account until you use it. You gonna owe the bank some money for the overdraft. So it's a lot of tricks out there that we have to teach. And this is just one of them. Like, you know, if we get out, they tell us to push our children on out there, but without the right type of knowledge, like Gigi said, our children gonna mess up. And when they mess up, sometimes it affects them in ways they can't bounce back. It affects them credit wise. It could be something criminal because they weren't prepared to go out there without the right information. Now, once they get this list and master this list, hey, get on out there and show us that you've mastered the list. But don't just push somebody out. That's almost like taking somebody in the middle of the Pacific Ocean that never went to swimming lessons and push them off the boat. Say, swim back. Oh, it might not.
That's right.
Ain't gonna happen. Yeah,
that's either swim or pass away.
Yeah, that's
and we do that, and we do that.
And it's designed for us. That's what I was trying to get to, Gigi, is designed for us to fall listening to the people that's telling us what to do, and they don't do the same with their children.
That brother, let me because I couldn't agree more, but I'm going to use this submission to back up what we're saying even further, because one of the submissions, see, now I'm skipping around, it said number 8, which says, don't let anyone stand between you and your dreams. Now, I want to ask the listening audience this question. Are your children, see the dude who submitted this, he was talking about, the brother who submitted this, he was talking about, you know, goals that he had in life. Don't let nobody stand between you and your dreams. But I want to take, you know how you can find a message within a message, is what I'm saying. So I want to ask the listening audience this. Are your children not your dream? Take what the brother said. Don't let anyone stand between you and your dreams. So don't let nobody miseducate your children. Don't let nobody take your children off to summer camp. So these sickos can get them out there in the woods in the middle of the night and do, because they have to have a place to do that kind of stuff. When you take your kids to the doctor's office, if your kid is not of age, when that kid go behind that door into the doctor's office, that parent should be right there with him. Don't let nobody stand between you and your dreams. What you think about that, brother?
Oh, that's interesting. I mean, man, we on the same wavelength. I was just telling my grandchildren last week, you know, hey, because their mother got another guy in their life. It's not, you know, not, it's a different dude, right? So I was telling the grandchildren, hey, y'all ever need to talk to somebody about something going on and you don't know who to talk to, tell me. I know how to keep it to myself if I need to keep it to myself. Or if it's a situation y'all don't know how to deal with it, let me know. Don't hold nothing back. You know, you got somebody you can tell. If you can't tell your daddy, tell me. And they looked at me, GG, they were like, then they just looked at me and said, sure, both of them at the same time. Like, damn, they never heard that. They never was given the opportunity. That's another submission right there in itself. Have somebody you can go to. You know what I mean, GG? I mean, because just telling them that, giving them an out.
I would add this to that, because I remember one episode we were talking about mentors, you know, making ourselves available for the kids to know that we were there for them if they need, because who are these mentors that they get to turn to in life? We didn't have those mentors. So we have to become those mentors. And part of becoming a mentor is making sure that the other, the people that you are mentoring or that you are trying to be a mentor to, know that you are available for them, that they can come to
right.
you, that they can feel comfortable coming to you. So,
right.
but as a parent or a grandparent, it should be automatic. You know, I have a,
right.
I give you an example of, I was talking with one of my brothers, and we were talking about one of my nephews who, he felt, we just believed that it was a moment where he would, because he's in his adult life now, and there was a moment where he didn't stand up to our sister, who was always there for him, you know. But I was telling my brother that what she did, she's his aunt. It's not so extraordinary that she did it. That's her blood. That's what she's supposed to do. You know, we praise it like it's just, and that's sad about where we are as a people, that when we do what we're supposed to do, it comes off as you just did something extraordinary. No, you did what you were supposed to do. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be there for your family. You're supposed to lift your family. There's nothing extraordinary about that. That's supposed to be every day. But it's not every day. And that's a tragedy. But we have to fight to make it become every day again, like it should be. So, what you said about you know, having that talk with the kids to get them comfortable with you, that's necessary. That's necessary. You know, be careful what you ask for though, because when they get comfortable, they get comfortable. Yeah. But you want that.
Yeah.
I would want that. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I always reserve the wine and punch just in case.
Well, you always can go ask your grandmama. You know, that's the bailout.
Yeah. Yeah. Just give them the Hawaiian punch.
Let's keep going through the I forgot where I was, but I'm just gonna kind of pick it up. Know when to put your pride aside. That's a good one. You know, many times, you know, our pride can get us in a deeper hole, where if we would swallow our pride and ask for help, or, you know, sometimes pride to keep you from talking to others, you know, and you keep a lot of stuff pent up inside, which we have learned that these are the things that cause stress, you know, building up in you by not releasing anxieties and, you know, things that are making you feel uncomfortable internally. So knowing when to put your pride aside is a big part of that. You know, we could go through, I could go through the rest of this list, but it's all on audio. So anybody who want to review that top 25 can, because we have at this point probably about 15 other submissions that are waiting to be discussed. And Well, I guess we really don't have a lot of time left on the show, so. But the lines are open again for anybody who may want to jump in with a submission. And, Brother Drew, I guess over the last 10 minutes, if you okay with it, we'll just talk about some new submissions.
Okay.
Yeah. One of them, an elder, came up to me, and he gave me this saying. And he said that a bad attitude is like a flat tire. And I asked him what he meant by that. He said, well, until you fix it, you ain't going to go nowhere. So the next submission is develop the right attitude, because different situations require different attitudes. And if you're trying to accomplish something in the moment, you got to have the right attitude. It may not ultimately get you the prize, but it doesn't work against you. It'll help you. So I don't really have an example of what I mean. I just have that submission to add, develop the right attitude. The next submission was to stay current on technology and business news. Now, I know youngsters who can pass a whole day away and never pick up a newspaper, never pick up a magazine on technology, business news, could care less about what's going on technology-wise and business-wise in the world around them. You know, PlayStation all day. Or you know, in these schools, you got the sports. So you got sports all day. And you come home and eat and go to sleep because you're wiped out or whatever. So it's important for young people to develop that type of mentality where they want to stay current. I'll give you an example. I came up in the 80s when, and this was before there was Microsoft. The computers were out. Apple, the language, which Apple is the overlay, which is the user-friendly language that someone developed so that the average Joe could use computers and feel comfortable doing it. That was the first version, Apple. And in the 80s, we were all trying to race to create the American version, which later became Microsoft. So I remember in that moment how, well, when Microsoft went public, you know, we all knew that Microsoft was going to be a hit because there was no American version. So whoever came up with the American version, it was going to be successful. But me being young and ignorant, naive, and uneducated about money, I didn't know that when Microsoft announced its IPO, which the acronym means initial public offering, which is a term that they use on the stock market when company goes public and they offer stock in the company and people can buy stock in the company. When that happened, that was my opportunity. That was all of our opportunities to invest in Microsoft, which if you'd invested back then, you'd be a wealthy man right now because of that investment. You know, same thing with the electric company, which that was before us, you know, when they first came up with, I think it was called Dallas Power, Texas. Anyway, point is, if you'd invested then, you'd have that rich money, that old money, and you'd be wealthy, and your family would be wealthy, your children, and your grandchildren, you know, and their wealth would just carry on. So learning the young people to stay current on technology and business is important. You know, right now we are in the fourth industrial revolution. I believe it's the fourth. One of the things that changes in the industrial revolution is mass transit. So I talk to young people all the time about Hyperloop, which is a development concept that they're trying to get up and running, which will, if they're successful, it changes mass transit going forward. Well, invest in it, you know, and you never know. Instead of taking your money and going buy you a, what's this car that I seen in the rap music? Bugatti. I think that's what they called it, a Bugatti, which I have no idea what that is. But instead of going to buy you a Bugatti, buy you some stock, buy you some shares. And, you know, 50 years later, you can buy your fleet of Bugattis. So, yeah, that submission is a pretty good one, I believe. Stay current on technology and the business news. Brother Drew, I think the hour is just about up.
Right,
so
right.
So, I guess we can wrap it up. You know, we could keep going, but let's go ahead and wrap it up. I think tonight's show has been the points that needed to be made have been made. Let me say this to the listening audience, because the Twitter account is set up. So you can go to Twitter, the list, and I just retweeting that question, and you can make online submissions at Twitter, and I'm working on the Facebook one, but I ran into obstacles, but we're gonna get around them. I think one of the submissions coming up in the future is about being a problem solver. So it's just a problem that we're going to have to work around, and we'll solve that later on. And then the Facebook account will be up as well. But again, the Twitter account is up, so if y'all, the listening audience, want to make online submissions on Twitter, then that's available at this time. So, Brother Drew, I guess I'm going to wrap it up with what I like to say, which is, brothers and sisters, y'all stay strong, stay true, and choose what's right over what's popular, and the last word is yours, brother.
All right, like Brother GG said, choose what's right over white. I don't think you see it. I just thought I had that in there.
I like that.
Gonna say so. Yeah.
The message in the message, brother.
Oh, yeah, that was a message in a message. But what I'd like to say, though, for the brothers and sisters, add to the list, because these words and what we try to do when live on after we gone, and these people will look back and say it was a group of people who came together, man, to uplift our community and us. So it's important that you paint your picture, tell your story. That's where we'll end that at, and we'll see y'all next month on the 13th of the month. You know how it go. We say peace. Anything else, GG?
No, sir. You said it all.
All right, we out, y'all.
Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Shall break every chain.